The pineal uniquely remains the major source of circulating melatonin, which tells us when to go to sleep at night and when to get up in the morning. The presence of light reduces the pineal gland's secretion of melatonin, and darkness stimulates production. Since daylight and darkness affect the gland's production of the hormone, the pineal functions as a kind of internal timepiece. It is certainly strange that a reptile's pineal gland has the same shape and tissue as a normal eye, considering the ancients literally believed the pineal gland was a third eye within the human body, performing a similar biological function. The more I researched this subject, the more I found clues the ancients may have indeed known something that has since been lost. An article in Science News by Julie Ann Miller began to reveal the biological connection between the pineal gland and the retina of the eye. The retina and the pineal gland are the organs primarily responsible for the body's recognition and sophisticated processing of external light. Until recently, these two organs in mammals seemed to have little else in common and were consequently studied by separate groups of scientists. But a new alliance of researchers is now exploring striking similarities that are speeding research efforts in both fields. Once the groups of scientists began working together, they discovered surprising similarities between the two organs. An article in Science Daily featured startling statements from Dr. David Klein, the chief scientist in the National Institute of Child Health and Human Development's section on neuroendocrinology. Many submammal species already detect light with their pineal glands as a third eye. Dr. Klein noted that the photoreceptor cells of the retina strongly resemble the cells of the pineal gland, and that the pineal cells of submammals, such as fish, frogs, and birds, detect light. An even more surprising suggestion can be found in a 1986 paper by A.F. Weichmann in the professional science journal Experimental Eye Research. It is apparent that several relationships exist between the pineal gland and retina. The similarities in development and morphology have been obvious for many years. A recent resurgence of interest in this field has led to a further understanding of many functional similarities between these two organs. Although the mammalian pineal gland is considered to be only indirectly photosensitive, the presence of proteins in the pineal, which are normally involved in phototransduction, light sensing in the retina, raises the possibility that direct photic events may occur in the mammalian pineal gland. This possibility awaits further study. Weichmann is openly speculating that direct photic events, flashes of photons of light, may be somehow occurring in the pineal gland by an unknown mechanism. Due to the similarity of the pineal gland and the retina in the eye, the cells within your pineal gland may be detecting photons and sending them to your brain by a process called phototransduction. R.N. Lally and associates also noticed the similarities between the light-sensing activities of the retina and the pineal gland in a paper from the peer-reviewed science journal Neurochemical Research. Recent breakthroughs in understanding how the retina actually works have made this connection much clearer than it would have been before. As the mechanisms of phototransduction and retinal photoreceptor cells have become more clear, it has equally become apparent that pinealocytes, pineal gland cells, have a selective group of retinal proteins that are involved in the phototransduction cascade. How the pinealocytes utilize these proteins and whether they participate in signal transduction in the pineal is still unknown. The pinealocytes and retinal photoreceptors seem to possess a similar repertoire of activities. No one has proven that the area inside the pineal gland is completely dark. Trace amounts of photons may be appearing by an unknown mechanism, as Descartes appears to have suggested. The pineal gland does appear to be set up for signal transduction, just like the retina of the eye, where it picks up visual images and sends them to the brain. Another group of scientists studying the pineal gland in chickens also concluded that the pineal gland may contain a rod-like phototransduction cascade.